This is First and 25, the Football Zebras podcast. It's a 25-minute roundtable discussion with the Football Zebras staff. I'm Ben Ostro, editor-in-chief, and joined by Mark Schultz, the senior editor, and also editor Cam Philippe. And so this is going to be our weekly feature every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts. You'll see the First and 25 podcast, and something that 25 minutes, it's just enough to fit right into your lunch break there. So this is just kind of a little bit to set the stage for what we have this season. So we're not going to do a full podcast, but let's just kind of kick it off with the big topic of the offseason, which is a change in management. Walt Anderson stepping down as Senior Vice President of Officiating, Ramon George coming in as Vice President of Officiating, and Mark Butterworth coming from the replay booth to Vice President of Officiating. So I'll start with you, Mark. First impressions from the leadership changeover.
Welcome change, needed change. As has been fairly widely reported, including on our site, the last regime had a rocky, at best, tenure, and we need some more stability. We need a change. I think a lot of people in the officiating community are excited about this, and hopefully this will provide stability. I don't think anybody is going to put in 30 years at the position, but this is setting up nicely for Ramon George to put his stamp on officiating.
And to kind of piggyback on that, the last, 10 to 15 years, we've been seeing these heads of officiating, I'll use that as a blanket term, put in only 3 to 5 years around there. So again, that stability is going to be very important. And to say that it's a welcome change really is an understatement. Just from what we were hearing over the years under the regime of Walt Anderson, I think that's a good word to use. This is going to be a good opportunity for fresh faces who are well-respected on the field and in the replay booth to transition into this phase where they can take over the department and lead it in the right direction.
Excellent point, Cam. And one of the things that we look at is, Mark Butterworth was in replay for a few years, but Ramon George, as far as officials go, young. It was definitely on a fast ascent on the field. And well, in my mind, there was several years that he still had to contribute on the field.
Selfishly, I'm sorry that he left the field. I really enjoyed watching him work. I think he and Terry Killens were going to be one and two and two and one for the next several years as far as the umpire position goes. As you alluded to, I think Ramon left a Super Bowl on the field, but again, I'm very excited to see what he has to offer. He's a good official on the field, and now he goes off the field and teaches all those good things he learned to the entire staff.
When we learned that Ramon George was going to be taking over this new role, I will be honest and say I was surprised. And the surprise has nothing to do with his qualifications or how I feel he will do in this position. The surprise came from, wow, he's making this ascent right now. His career has, on-field career, has been very short thus far. And I feel he had a lot more to give in terms of postseason assignments. And I think that although we're seeing that side of it get cut short, this is hopefully going to be the start of something new and something strong for the department.
And I think that I'm already starting to hear some of the undercurrent from people who are on the field. And, we get little notes every once in a while. And there's a good feeling. There's a really good, positive vibe. You don't have Ramon George taking over Walt Anderson's title, but you're having him take over his responsibilities. And now you don't have people with the same title compartmentalizes things a little better. What it does, you know what to expect from the league office. And if there's anything, it's consistency and clarity that has been missing for And this goes back for quite a ways. This is not a new thing. So I think that there's a lot of excitement from the officials that are on the field. I think they're just ready to just run out there and give it their all to see this transition be successful.
And again, we always say transition, consistency, and clarity. In my opinion, the position George is in, it needs to be at least an 8-year tenure, if not 10 or 12. He is at the right age to do that, and we need that, because when you get constant turnover, you get constant new philosophies that the officials have to adjust to. Now, and I think that Ramon George will put in a good long tenure and get in good consistent philosophies of mechanics, and how to comport yourself on the field, consistent grading. I am very, very optimistic about this.
And I echo that. This is really going to be something to behold as the season begins. And in terms of internally, as hopefully we don't see a difference externally, we shouldn't be seeing that. But in terms of internally, if we get more harmony in the department, more consistency, and more transparency. I know a lot of common fans really want that as well. But if that can be increased as well as consistency, the league's going to be in a good place.
And so we enter this new era. There might have been a Super Bowl that Ramon George didn't officiate in an alternate universe, but guess who else didn't officiate a Super Bowl? Art McNally. And so that's not a bad company to be in. This is the First and 25 podcast. We'll do a little longer discussion as we go through the season, but every Tuesday, before your lunch hour, we'll post a new episode wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, you can see it on the on our socials when a new episode drops. Looking forward to this. This is Ben Ostrow with Mark Schultz and Cam Philippe. Thanks for listening.